Is this gonna work? Is this not gonna work? Dang, I can't get a client. Dang, I just got rejected. Or, I went out of my way, drove, 20 minutes to go meet with a potential client. He said no. Or there was a gatekeeper that said that they weren't there at the time. But in the back of my head, I knew that they were there.
We are back with another business spotlight brought to you by The Vault, where ambitious entrepreneurs escape the grind and scale their businesses to unprecedented freedom and profit. Today, Salu is joining me from Las Vegas, and we're gonna dive into the company that he founded called Realtor AI. So welcome, Salu. Thanks for coming by today.
Thanks for having me.
So, we started talking and I said, hey, keep the good stuff for the recording. So why don't we dive in? Can you just share with us your backstory about how you started, Realtor AI?
So Realtor AI basically started, I believe, 10 months ago. It was the summer of 2024. During this time of phase, I was still in school, just finished off my spring semester. And, throughout that time, I was doing two internships. One was at a, a tech company, August Robotics. And the other one was a utility company, which was the biggest utility company in Nevada called NV Energy. And and kind of working and interning within these two businesses, I kind of got to see the side of, both the tech startup space and the big corporate utility space in terms of where my engineering, electrical engineering degree path was going to, take me towards. And kind of being within those two space, I really kind of got to get to see what the industry was like and kind of understand. And, working for, those senior engineers and understanding everything that kind of came about, I realized that I really didn't want to really be in this space and that I couldn't really see myself doing this for the long term in terms of what I wanted. There was always a little bit of a side of me that wanted to do entrepreneurship and kind of, especially from a young age, especially, seeing my dad, have his own business and having my mom also inspire me to kind of become an engineer and then me being fascinated about the whole tech space. That really kind of brought together those two worlds of both business and tech as well, too. So, while I was still doing my internship during the summer, I decided, you know what? I was already doing other previous business adventures in terms of, whether it was drop shipping, whether it was, building another agency. So I was already kind of in this space while I was still in school and doing these internships of just pretty much kind of trying to build this business and really trying to make this work. So there was always an entrepreneur side of me of trying to really do this. So it kind of just came about it again in the summer of 2023, summer of 2024. And that's when Realtor AI kind of started. I seen that there was a gap in the market in terms of, the AI space and that a lot of, whether it was local businesses or just businesses in general, there was a gap in the market in terms of implementing AI into their business. And kind of our agencies and like AI automation agencies are kind of like the middle ground in terms of being able to do that and facilitate that. Since we have the knowledge of AI and how to incorporate it into other businesses, it just gives businesses a lot of the layback and not having to worry about AI and kind of have to having business owner learn about it. So we just kind of implement the systems for them. So for me, I decided to kind of niche within the demographic of realtors just because at the end of the day, realtors are basically their own business person in terms of what they do and operate. And it's a huge market in terms of, the demographic of who we can hit and who we can target. So that's pretty much how I kind of just started it. And I started learning a lot of automations in terms of Make and Zapier, creating custom GPTs, voice agents, really started to learn a little bit of the back end side of the things as well, too. And also just use my, the learned knowledge of, my coding experience as well to also kind of help in terms of the knowledge base and being able to understand what it really was. And yeah, so from there, that's pretty much, kind of going down towards the fall route of 2024 after my summer. I was still in school during that time and still doing the internships and still trying to, make this work, kind of getting crazy. There was even times where, I would get off a class and then hop on a Zoom call meeting for a potential client. And yeah, just during those times, it was very hectic and it was very hard to kind of find those two dualities in the world that I was living in. And after that semester, I realized that, sometimes you kind of have to just pick one or the other and that you can't really have the best of both worlds in terms of the path and the direction that I was heading in. So, I decided to go full on in terms of, this agency and the service that we provide and what we facilitate in terms of realtors. And to kind of give you a short instance of what we do for our agency, we basically just provide AI infrastructure systems to realtors themselves. So basically, what we do is we just implement certain AI systems. We connect them together in the realtor's ecosystem of, how they operate and run their business, and then we have the AI do a lot of the repetitive, automated, or admin tasks like lead nurturing, lead generation, booking appointments, anything that they need. We pretty much build a system for them, and then they just implement it, and it just simply just runs for them. So it's a simple process. It's nothing too complex or complicated, and to kind of, I guess, go about that, some of the really big wins I would say is definitely getting clients for sure, getting people that are interested in this. Seeing that we are definitely early in the space of AI. AI is always changing. There's always things being implemented, new tools coming out, new, LLM systems are always coming out all the time. So at the end of the day, no one is ahead of the space. We're all just kind of just flowing and going as this technology is just improving over time, and it's only going to get better and better. So I always tell, a lot of our clients, instead of trying to, avoid it and neglect it, it's already here. So just, embrace it and incorporate it, and just, have a lot of the middlemans and a lot of, these agencies that are like us pretty much kind of just do the heavy lifting for you. So then you don't have to worry about a lot of the stuff. And it's kind of like a superpower. It just enhances everything that you do in terms of individuals or businesses as well too. I would say some of the lows, in terms of during this whole process of building realtor AI, I would say is, it's any low in terms of, and what an entrepreneur experiences, going through those highs and lows of, is this gonna work? Is this not gonna work? Dang, I
Is
can't get
this
a
a
client.
client?
Dang,
Is
I
this
just
not
got
getting rejected?
rejected.
Or,
Dang, I can't get a client.
I
Dang,
went
I
out of
just
my
got
way,
rejected.
drove,
Or,
20
I went
minutes to
out of
go
my
meet with a
way,
potential
drove,
client. He said
twenty
no, or
minutes
there
to
was a
go meet with a
gatekeeper,
potential
said
client
client.
that
He
they
said
weren't
no,
know,
or
or
there was a gatekeeper
in the
that
back of
said
my
that they
head, I
weren't
knew
there,
that
the
they were
time,
there.
but
So
in
there's
the
a
back
lot
of
of
my
things
head, I
that
knew
you
that
kind of
they
have
were
to go
there.
through in terms of the loops, but that's the world that I signed up for, and that's kind of the road in the battle of entrepreneurship. It's always uncertain. There's always highs and lows. You never know if it's gonna work out, but a part of it is kind of, it's pretty much, it's the journey, it's the experience, it's the things that you kind of go through, it's the characteristics and the development of the person that you become, through that whole process in terms of, being an entrepreneur and, going through those moments. So it definitely isn't easy for sure. It definitely is difficult, but yeah, you definitely do get through it.
You know, what's so impressive about you is, and you just kind of casually said, "Hey, I did this when I was finishing school," right? So you were graduating with your engineering degree. Is that what it was?
Yeah. So I was an electrical engineering student. Yeah.
Yes. And so you graduated with that, right? And then did your intern and then created. I know you also told me before this that you tried a whole bunch of other different entrepreneurial things
Yeah.
too. And this one, finally worked. I mean, I just wanted to say, Salu, like, I talked to like a lot of different business owners, and the way that you speak as an entrepreneur, you sound like you have many years experience under you instead of you're just, yeah, I was just in school last year. So I just really wanted to commend you on like not just your hustle, but it sounds like you've gained a lot of wisdom by doing things very quickly and just pushing it out there. So I just think that's really inspiring too. I think for other people who are other students out there who thinking like, oh, I can't do it. You're like, yeah, I went to school and then I'm taking sales calls like in between classes and things like that. So that's I just wanted to give you your flowers for that.
No, thank you. And trust me, I'm still in this beginning journey of it. There's so much that I want to learn, and there's so many things that I have to learn along the way. But it's just a process that you go through as an entrepreneur. And I feel as though sometimes when you're kind of in this space, you learn things so fast that it kind of just accelerates your growth in terms of, who you are as an individual. So I'm just appreciating the highs and the lows, and I'm always having in the back of my head, even if I'm at my lowest point, I'm always thinking, let's just enjoy this journey, let's enjoy this ride, because I know my lowest point isn't going to be here forever, and there's always going to be highs as well too.
Wow, that's such great advice. Definitely words to live by for sure. So, like, is it yourself? Do you have any partners or like a team or something with Realtor AI, or is it just you yourself?
Yeah. So we definitely do have a team as well too. It'd be crazy for me
Well, I know it
to.
could be you and just an army of
That
bots, right? I mean, it's possible, right? So.
is possible too. So yeah, obviously within, our infrastructure and the way that we kind of build our business, we also, we implement AI as well too, in terms of, So now we basically have we run Facebook ads in terms of having the VSO, and then we have a lot of lead nurturing systems, SMS, WhatsApp messaging. So all these in are basically all curated so that we basically have a funnel that kind of works in terms of the structure that we have built. And so all these systems are basically automated. So once we have a lead that comes in through our Facebook ads, or whether it's our cold outreach campaigns and stuff like that, they basically get funneled in through our SMS messages and our lead nurturing process. So the leads are basically either qualified, and then from there, they're transitioned to the next process. And then from there, they're also nurtured by a lot of the knowledge and the videos that we already had previously loaded up through our sequences. So that way, they're nurtured and they're also educated on what we do. So by the time we get to the sales call, they understand exactly what we do in terms of the service that we provide. So we have a lot of automations and systems set up within our own infrastructure as well, like voice agents and stuff like that. And basically, after the sales call, we basically have our onboarding process, and then from there, I have a team of developers that, some of them are either whether they're full stack engineers, or some of them are just developers that understand make integrations and stuff like that and API connections. We basically have a team of developers that facilitate and they build out the systems for the realtors themselves. So we basically make sure that we work on the main key core principles of the systems that the realtors mainly need. I mean, we do it based on client per basis on what they're kind of like struggling through, if it's like getting leads or if it's nurturing their leads and stuff like that. But we make sure that we kind of build like a one-time system so that way we can have a lot more profitability in terms of scaling. So now that way it's kind of a rinse and repeat system for each client that we get, and it's a lot more easier to build out, not only for the developers, but for our systems and teams as well too. And then in terms of also content, I also have a YouTube channel that kind of educates people within the space. So I have a thumbnail designer. He just does all the thumbnails and stuff like that. So I try to keep the team as lean as possible in terms of what we do. And I'm kind of just the middleman of, going on the sales call or onboarding call, and then talking to the developers, and the developers talking to the clients, and then kind of just bridging the gap between everything and making sure that, everything is managed and is streamlined cohesively in terms of our environment and stuff like that. So yeah, that's it. I definitely might hire on probably a couple more closers and stuff like that. But for the most part, I'm trying to just keep it very lean and yeah, just keep it very simple, but be very effective in terms of our system and referral systems as well too.
I'm gonna say I think it is the most effective thing, but I do find that's the hardest thing to do, right? Keep things simple because we always want to complicate it, right? And add on
Exactly,
more things.
exactly.
Oh, a new tool came out. Let me add that and see what
Yeah.
happens, right?
Yeah, simple is really the key.
So what's something specific that you're trying to improve or take to the next level with Realtor AI?
So for us, I mean, there's a lot of things that we definitely want to implement as well. I remember, I think I posted a LinkedIn post. It was kind of wrapping up the end of 2024, and I remember it was just a LinkedIn post in terms of, the things that we want to implement for Realtor AI in 2025. And so we're going to continue to keep having things at scale in terms of our systems and processes. But we also wanted to add a lot more educational components as well too, to Realtor AI. So we definitely will be having a sort of info product that's going to come out soon in terms of, if some realtors are not exactly ready for implementing this whole infrastructure, but some realtors want to be a little bit more hands-on, then we have a little bit of a digital product that we'll basically kind of run through our course, or a little bit of a one-on-one coaching in terms of basically just providing more education in the space of implementing AI within the real estates with their own businesses essentially. And then from there, that's pretty much we're kind of going within the educational component while still servicing our agency. And then from there, once we kind of scale our agency to a point where we can figure out the most common pain points that a lot of our clients are going through, then I kind of then want to transition into building a little bit of a SaaS product as well too. So that's kind of in the works in terms of what we're kind of building out for Realtor AI. So it's not only an agency, but we're trying to implement, educational components, for realtors that are just starting out, but they want to implement things fast and efficient. But then we also have things at scale to where, we're trying to implement, full on SaaS as well too. So there's a lot of wiggle room, a lot of playground of what we could do with Realtor AI, just because I think it's so cool with the unique technology that's come out with, like these API connections and being able to connect different platforms to have them talk to each other, and to be able to use, no code SaaS platforms that you can actually create your own full on, I guess you can call it a SaaS, but it's basically kind of like a nice UI design in terms of what's going on the back end process. So I think with AI and all these tools coming out, it's now a lot more easier, for the average person to, learn these systems and, even build a full on, app if they wanted to. I've seen so many people within this entrepreneur space, that even younger than me, I'm currently 21, but that, 17 or 18, 19 or 20, that they built their own on the full on SaaS platform just using ChatGPT. So I think with this technology, it definitely allows a lot more people that are not developers to be able to learn and to be able to also combine the mix of two to be able to actually build something.
So where
So
can
that's where
people,
kind of see the.
that's amazing.
Sorry, I
Like
didn't mean to cut you off there.
no, you're good. You're good. I'm just thinking I know we'll talk a little bit after the call right now, but like I could probably talk to you all day. So, but where can people find you to continue the conversation with you?
Yeah, so you could definitely find me on LinkedIn. That's where I mostly be active at. Also YouTube as well too, but it's just gonna be Salu at Realtor AI, and yeah. So thank you so much for having me. It was a wonderful conversation, and I definitely do appreciate you for your time. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Salou. So everybody, go check him out. Go watch his YouTube channel. We will put the links below or somewhere else on this page. This has been a Business Spotlight brought to you by The Vault, where entrepreneurs find clarity, scale faster, and achieve business freedom. Until next time.